the DAR's daughter. His illness had taken our lives like one of those alligators in the living room I read about in books exploring why your life is so fucked up. I'm not sure I can use the word fuck in a poem and still be allowed to be a member of the Poetry Society of America, even though it sounds accurate. Moreover, my mother, who was a daughter of the American Revolution, might come back and disown me. She, who made it clear in my upbringing we were special, I never used such common language. One day when I had matured enough to ask what this relative did in the revolution, instead of storming out with, "Oh, no, not that again," she said with her head held high, though a little sheepish, that he carried a lantern. That I could appreciate. A great, great, great something or other who lit the way so soldiers wouldn't stumble all over themselves, but fall neatly to the side should they pass out or even die. So that's what I came to do, cancer or not. Told the family this was the only life we had together. We better find a way to fight even beyond seeing the whites of their eyes, or for that matter, those common white cells. And when it became the darkest, I lit the kerosene lamp on the mantel with a sense of purpose and paraded through the house in my sheepskin slippers, shouting, "All is well. All is well."